Monday morning, Anglo-American announced that it would no longer be involved in the Pebble Mine project and would take a loss of $300 million. That means that Northern Dynasty Minerals takes over sole ownership of the Pebble Limited Partnership and the state mining claims that make up the Pebble deposit. Earlier this year, the partnership announced that they hope to release the mine plan later this year, with the goal of entering into permitting late this year or early next year. Sean McGee is Vice President of Public Affairs for Northern Dynasty Minerals.
And at this point, there's no change, decisions have been taken to change the plans. That being said, Northern Dynasty, in becoming the sole owner of the Pebble Project, will reevaluate all of the programs going forward. And so at this point, we're not announcing any changes to our plans, but certainly there will be a review and analysis before we announce exactly how the project will move forward and on what timeline.
Back in 2007, Anglo-American and Northern Dynasty Minerals created the Pebble Limited Partnership. As part of the deal, Anglo-American agreed to a staged investment of about $1.4 billion. Monday's statement from Anglo-American noted that the details of the withdrawal from the partnership are being developed and implemented. However, Anglo-American expects to record a charge of $300 million at the end of the year. That's an important fact, according to Joel Reynolds. He's a senior attorney with the Natural Resources Defense Council, which is an environmental organization that is part of the large coalition of entities opposed to development of the Pebble Mine.
It wasn't just that Anglo-American withdrew from the project today. It was that they decided to write down their investment. What that means to me is that they didn't have a buyer, and that the fundamental problem now for this project is there is no major player to provide the funding, very significant funding, that would be essential if this project were to move forward. That, I think, is a really important aspect of what Anglo-American did today.
Anglo-American's decision to withdraw from the Pebble Mine project is drawing praise from many stakeholders in the Bristol Bay region, including some of the company's most vocal critics. Robin Samuelson sits on the board of directors for the Bristol Bay Native Corporation and the Bristol Bay Economic Development Corporation. He also sits on the Chogyang Tribal Council based in Dillingham. Samuelson stresses that the campaign will continue to get permanent protections implemented against large-scale mining in the Bristol Bay region.
We will keep our pressure on until the day we get it.
In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.